Hello, this is Germaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. The historical fact that Jesus of Nazareth lived cannot be doubted. The Roman historian and senator Cornelius Tacitus wrote about Jesus in about A.D. 100. This is found in his book Annals of Imperial Rome. We'll read a little bit from his book, chapter 15, section 44. Their originator, Christ, had been executed in Tiberius' reign by the governor of Judea, Pontius Pilate. Tacitus did not like Christians. However, he did record the death of Jesus. Men who try to say that Jesus was a myth are unscientific. They are either ignorant or dishonest. Bitter enemies of Jesus wrote against him in the Jewish Talmud. This proves that Jesus lived. A Greek by the name of Celsus wrote against Jesus. He also accepted the fact that Jesus lived. Four men wrote separate histories of the life of Jesus. While they recorded common events, each of the four recorded events and details which were not recorded by the others. Together, the four give us a sum of historical data. You need to read all four histories. Matthew wrote the first book of the life of Jesus. Matthew, a Jew, was a tax collector. He left a well-paying work in order to follow Jesus. Matthew was an eyewitness of the life of Jesus. He recorded what he saw and heard. The second gospel account was written by Mark. Mark was an evangelist who worked with Paul and Peter. Papias, an early Christian, said that Mark wrote the history of Jesus from the Apostle Peter. Peter was an eyewitness. Peter, Paul, and Mark were Jews. The third biography of Jesus, or gospel, was written by Luke. Luke was a Greek medical doctor. He wrote as a historian. Let us read his introduction. We'll begin at chapter 1, verse 1. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word have handed them down to us, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you might know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The fourth gospel was written by John. John had been a fisherman. He was a Jew. He left his work to follow Jesus. He was an eyewitness of the life of Jesus, the Messiah. The Dead Sea Scrolls have shown that John was accurate concerning conditions at that time. You need to read the history of the life of Jesus that John recorded. Then you will know who Jesus is. Jesus died on the cross. Some have tried to say he did not. But let's look now at John chapter 19, beginning at verse 33. We read, "But coming to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who has seen has borne witness, and his witness is true." John chapter 19, verses 33 through 35. Notice the blood solids had already begun to separate from the liquid. This was a definite sign that Jesus had already died. The soldiers had noticed that he had already died also. Do you understand this? Jesus died on the cross. The chief priests and Pharisees were afraid that the disciples of Jesus would steal the body, since they knew that Jesus had said, "After 3 days I will rise again." The Jewish leaders sent guards to make the sepulchre secure. They sealed the great stone door of the grave. Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. The disciples would have had to go past the watchman to break the seal on the stone, to roll back the great stone, and to carry out the body past the guards. All this without awakening the guards. Can you believe that that happened? No, impossible. Consider also that if the disciples had taken the body of Jesus, they surely would not have given their lives for preaching what they would have known to be a lie. However, most of the disciples died because they preached that Jesus died for our sins and was raised from the dead, which they had witnessed. You can understand that the disciples of Jesus did not take the body of Jesus. What happened to the body? The tomb was empty, the great stone was rolled back. The Jewish leaders did not have the body. How do you account for this? The historical records claim that Jesus appeared to the apostles and other disciples, showing himself alive and raised from the dead. Let us now consider these appearances. Jesus appeared after his resurrection first to Mary Magdalene. That's recorded in John chapter 20. He appeared also to the other women who had gone to the tomb on the first day of the week. That's recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. The apostles did not believe the women when they told them that they had seen Jesus raised from the dead. Luke recorded that Jesus walked with the two disciples on the way to Emmaus and revealed himself to them. Jesus appeared to Peter, who had denied him. Then Jesus came into the room where the apostles were, but Thomas was not there. That's recorded in the book of John, chapter 20. Thomas was a scientific person. He did not believe the others. He said, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." John chapter 20, verse 25. Thomas would not have been misled by a vision or hallucination. We read now from John chapter 20, beginning at verse 26. "And after 8 days again his disciples were inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing.' Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.'" John chapter 20, verses 26 through 28. "Yes, Thomas saw and believed." The apostles had fled and hid in fear of the chief priests and Pharisees. But after having seen Jesus, they became bold eyewitnesses of his resurrection. If Jesus had not bodily appeared to the disciples, they would not have risked their lives to preach the resurrection of Jesus. You cannot account for the change in the apostles except that they had really seen Jesus alive from the dead in his resurrected body. They had even met Jesus at the Sea of Galilee and ate breakfast with him. That's recorded in John chapter 21. While with him on a mountain in Galilee, he commanded them to preach the good news, the gospel, to all nations. That's at the end of the book of Matthew. Later, the apostles witnessed the ascension of Jesus from the earth at the mount called Olivet, just to the east of Jerusalem. That's recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 1. About 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, Peter and the apostles preached boldly that Jesus was raised from the dead. They did this in Jerusalem, where the people had cried out to have Jesus crucified, in the very city. If their evidence had not been true, the chief priests and Pharisees could have stopped them. However, the empty tomb was nearby. Peter said, "This Jesus God raised up, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified." Acts chapter 2, verses 32 through 36. The witness of fulfilled prophecy and the testimony of the apostles were so strong that 3,000 Jews accepted the fact of the resurrection of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. They believed in Jesus the Messiah and were immersed in his name for the forgiveness of their sins. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 41. Do you understand? Do you believe? If the chief priests and Pharisees would have had an answer or real evidence against the testimony of the apostles, the congregation of Messiah in Jerusalem could not have been started and grown. However, the number of Jewish Christians in Jerusalem grew to 5,000 men. Acts chapter 4, verse 4. Even a great number of priests became obedient to the faith. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. How do you account for this? The congregation of Messiah in Jerusalem, where Jesus had been crucified, shows the validity of the evidence of the resurrection and fulfilled prophecy. The existence of the congregation of Messiah in Jerusalem would have been impossible if Jesus had not been raised from the dead. Remember, the first Christians were Jews. The good news of the death of the Son of God for our sins was taken by Jewish Christians to the nations of the world. My friend, this is history. You need to accept the historical evidence. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have eternal life in Jesus the Messiah. We read now in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And Peter said to them, "Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Amen. If you would like a free book giving the evidences of God, the evidences of the Bible, and the evidences of Messiah, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. That's Post Office Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated O-K. And the postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Please print your address. This is Germaine. Please be with me next time. Have a good eternity.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high.